We get a lot of that around the islands, people that don't really know the power of water, when in fact it's just amazing what the power of water can do.
There was huge wind and huge swells just folding over me one after the other, and I got to the point where I realized, if I don't get into this boat, I'm gonna die.
It was a trip John will never forget that started with a simple longing for the sea.
I was at a place where I needed some rest. And for me, resting was, you know, going and having an adventure. That's how I recharge.
In search of some peace and quiet and a little adventure, he bought himself a state-of-the-art kayak and set out by himself into the vast Pacific Ocean.
John's plan? To paddle up the western coast and camp along the way. The first 3 days of his journey, the weather was pleasant, the waters calm.
My prayer was just, Lord, fill the day with signs of your love. And, you know, I saw two manta rays slip right underneath the kayak, you know, and just watching them go underneath. And, I saw these flying fish come out of the ocean like a machine gun. They just kind of shot up out of the water. Birds flying everywhere, all kinds of schools of fish. It was amazing.
That is, until he caught sight of an ominous storm approaching. At this point, John was about a half mile from shore, just minutes from his next campsite.
As I came around the point, I saw immediately a change on the surface of the water.
The storm had jumped the northern point and was heading straight towards John.
The wind started getting more and more intense, and finally what ended up happening was a gust of wind just came and capsized me, just flipped me right over.
John had two choices. He could either swim back to shore or stay in his kayak and paddle back. He chose to stay in his kayak.
I was kind of paralyzed. I didn't know what the right move to do was or to make was. This is really bad. This is like the ingredients for disaster right here. And as I was looking back towards the shore, I could see the light was starting to fade, and I just started praying, Lord, this is going to be a long night if I don't get back. And I felt like the Lord said, made it very clear, you're going to live and not die.
Then John saw a rainbow in the distance. It was a promise from God he'd need to hold on to, since where he was, the sea was still raging all around him. It was a long, treacherous night.
I was just being pushed straight out to sea. We're talking, you know, two-story house-sized waves, like 20-foot waves just pounding me.
And every time John got the boat right side up, a wave would knock him over and fill the boat with water.
I was trying to be Mr. Independent, you know, and take care of the situation, but it was so severe I couldn't make any progress.
Hours later, and now 20 miles from shore, the storm finally subsided. John made it into his kayak and out of shark-infested waters. For the next 21 hours, John paddled back toward shore. John was fading fast.
I started yelling at myself. Come on, don't you want to live? This is your chance. You've made all this work all day. Get in there. And so I just gritted my teeth and I just started rowing like crazy, like a madman, you know.
That didn't last. Exhausted, John dozed off, and his kayak drifted farther and farther from shore. When he woke up, he was sunburned and helpless.
I just said, Lord, my arms are just like, you know, wet noodles with spaghetti. You know, there's no strength in them at all. They're sore, they're tired. And I just started saying, Lord, what do I do? And I felt like the Lord said, paddle and use your cell phone.
Since John was so far out at sea, he figured he wouldn't get any reception and his battery was low. But John pulled his phone from his waterproof bag and amazingly acquired a signal. He dialed 911 and spoke to an emergency operator. He communicated minimal details and then lost connection. Still, the operator was able to pass on enough information to set a massive search mission into motion. When John's phone finally regained signal, he had a message waiting from Coast Guard Petty Officer Justin. John called him right back.
I kind of knew the tone of his voice and just how desperate he was, and he needed our help soon.
With a challenge this big, were you finding yourself praying to God for help?
You know, there's only so much I can do, and I really started praying about that he puts, at this moment, he just puts his trust in the Lord, and, you know, I was just praying for patience for John and for hope, and, you know, just to be strong, not to give up.
Meanwhile, John anxiously awaited his rescue. One plane flew over him 10 times.
And I came to the realization, they can't see me. I am just this little speck in the ocean. They cannot see me. And I started to feel this just absolute dread, you know, inside of me.
Night fell. John had now been stranded at sea for 3 days and 3 nights. Delusion set in.
I started having these weird kind of escape, you know, visions or whatever. I had this imaginary friend on the boat, this like Japanese sailor, and I started saying, hand me the oar. Come on, do your part. You know, and I just, what are you saying? You know, stop it. You're losing your mind. And it started really scaring me. I remember a saying from a pastor, you know, when you don't know what to do, do what you do know, and then you know what to do. And what I did know to do was a Bible study.
One psalm stood out.
It was, save me, O God, for I have sunken down into the pit. You know, and I just really identified with this. And I said, Lord, I'm in a pit. You're going to have to bring me out of it. And I looked over to my right just as I finished, you know, reading. And I heard the rumble of engines. And I looked, and there was this plane sweeping up the horizon.
It was now day 5 of John's perilous journey. He was 80 miles from shore. It was the end of the day when Navy radar operator Gary urged his pilot to make one last pass. He too had been asking God for help.
I was just praying that he would put me in the right position to be able to find John.
God did.
You try to imagine from 500 feet in the air what a small kayak would look like with a person in it, and then all of a sudden he went by.
Relief swept over John as rescuers pulled him from the water. He was taken to a nearby hospital where he was treated for severe dehydration, sun and wind exposure, and second and third degree burns. Later, when he inquired about the phone calls he made at sea, he found that, mysteriously, the phone company had no record of them.
And they said, I'm sorry, sir, I don't know what to tell you. He didn't call us, we didn't host it, he didn't make the call.
The Coast Guard labeled it a miracle. Local papers did the same. Justin, Gary, and John all knew.
When you have God on your side, anything is possible.
It's just a testament to the power of prayer.
This is what God has done. It's a total miracle.
Like an anchor in an angry sea, oh, the love of Christ holds on to me. My Redeemer, He never lets me go.
Since the rescue, John's had time to process his battle at sea. He now realizes God knew where he was each step of the way. All he had to do was surrender, pray, and believe.
And it went from a place of being totally independent to just pure prayer. And that to me is what the Lord was teaching me, was that's what faith is, the absolute hope of things unseen. Absolute hope upon hope. You can't see anything working, but you know that God is good. You know that He is loving. I know, because I was in the boat, what name I called on. I know what name I cried out to, and I know what name delivered me.